Gary, can you give us an update on Andre, please?
He did have a concussion, John, and he's obviously in the protocol. He's doing great today. He's out, rode the bike today. He's doing great, but he is in the protocol right now.
After the game, the players were saying they talked to him. He's good. They expect him to play.
Yeah, I think, obviously it'll be a end-of-the-week decision because he's got to go through the process. But, I think after the game, talking to him and seeing where he's at today, obviously he's doing really well. So I would expect the progress to go pretty quickly if it goes, like it has the last 24 hours.
Can you say now that Ed's going to play?
No, I wouldn't say that. I say he's doing great, John. Ran with the team today. I think he's right where we kind of thought he would be. And, we're still in the day-to-day process, but he's doing very well.
Gary, in terms of the red zone, you guys, last year it was kind of hot and cold, but you've had the touchdowns this year. Are you noticing anything different, whether it's just the offensive diversity or is it too early to make a conclusion?
Yeah, that's one thing with our team right now. Offensively, I don't think we missed this year, am I right? Seven for seven. Defensively, I think we're giving up 6 for 6 or something like that. So we got to hang on to one and fix the other. I don't know. We made some plays down there throwing the ball, and our tight ends have come up big, and DeAndre comes up big yesterday. I don't know. I know it comes with winning. When you're good in the red zone and you stop people in the red zone, you usually find a way to win. So hopefully we can hang on to that, but we got some things to correct defensively.
Gary, can you talk about DeAndre, just the progress he continues to
make?
Yeah,
that's fun to see. To see a guy get, especially in such a tough situation, make all the big plays he made at the end of the game. He was our offensive player of the game. But I think the most encouraging thing, Randy, you watch the film, and gosh, there's so much room for improvement. So that's exciting for us as coaches and for him as a player. We got to hang on to the good things he's doing. We got to fix the mistakes and some of the things he's struggling with offensively. But I think those things will come, and confidence can only help them come even faster.
You watched Elway all those years, bring y'all from mine in Denver, and right now y'all been winning in overtime. It goes back the last 2 years. You've been winning one score games. You're 5-0 in one score your last five. What is the key to winning games like that?
John, I think somebody asked me that on the practice field today, but I think first off, understanding that that's what this league is all about, I think is the first big step as a football team and organization. If every week you know how good the players are in this league, how tough the games are, what's the percentage of one score games in this league each week? It's pretty high, right? I think when you expect to be in those situations, then you don't panic if you're the one down. You just stay poised if you're the one up. So I think it's really just over and over again being put in those situations and learning how to respond to them. So, and obviously two very difficult situations to respond to. You don't want to be doing that too much, but we got confidence that we can if we have to.
Do you work on them? Have you worked on them any more the last few years?
I would say we talk about them more, John. Obviously we're always working on having to speed up games and what we got to do in certain situations to get something done. So I think we've improved from that standpoint. The fact that our quarterback's been running our offense now for how many years has it been? What's Matt been here now? 5, 6? Heck, I don't even know. I just think him being so comfortable in tough situations is getting us through these things. So it's a big credit to him. And obviously, defensively, put us in position to get the ball back, a couple times.
Your one successful challenge off tying your all-time record. What was the key yesterday to being 2-0 for 11 points?
I don't know. The play coming out of the end zone, we thought was a pretty easy challenge. The one with Andre, I think I told you guys after the game, probably, I hate to say Andre getting nicked up probably helped us, but it did give us a long time to look at it. First off, I compliment the league. That's a great, because you do have to finish the play, finish the ball all the way to the ground. We understand that. We've been shown that enough. But I felt like Andre did finish the catch. The play was over before the guy reached over and knocked the ball out. So I think Jeff did a good job of handling that situation. But, I got to give the extra time I got and a little credit there.
obviously DeAndre had a big end of that game, but Keyshawn had a big catch too.
Yeah, he did.
How important is he going to be to this team?
You know, he's important. He's what we're doing right now. He's obviously our three. So if DeAndre comes out of the game, he plays Z. If Andre comes out of the game, he plays X. So he's handling two spots for us as a player. And, you know, he makes a big play in the game. We've got a lot of confidence in him. I think he's getting more confidence as a returner. So I think touches on a week-to-week basis are important for Keyshawn. And, you know, he deserves some more. To step up, make the play, made in the game, did a heck of a job.
Coach, with Ed Reed, is there something specific you're looking forward to where you say he's ready to go when you see it?
I think we're kind of – me personally, no, there's nothing specific I'm looking for. I think it's a combination of everybody looking for those explosive movements, you know, from the middle of the field to the sidelines, breaking on the ball, those type of things. Just, you know, that to where it looks – you know, the way it has in the past and the way Ed knows it's supposed to look. So there's a lot of people involved in the process. We were very, very close yesterday, I can tell you all that. I mean, it was a long conversation, but we thought we made the right decision yesterday to continue to move forward. It's going to be a long season, and we want him there for the long haul. So like I said, we'll just keep going. Today's another good day, and we're very close.
Gary, did you get back on Andre one more time? Do you have a view on the hit he took from Bernard?
You know, I really haven't been able to watch some slow replay or anything, Mark. You know, it happens so fast. But, you know, nowadays in this game, it just seems like there's so many of those hits and, you know, targeting or crown. You know, I mean, it just seems like every game's got five or six of them. So it's a big point of emphasis with the league. And, you know, we have one of our own. You know, Kareem's got a big penalty in the game. So I know one thing, it's just I think it's difficult on players, you know, because the game has changed so much from the target and the reckless abandon they play with in certain situations. I think it's very difficult. So, but it seems to be a big part. I play a big part in each game each week.
Gary, how do you feel it went with Ben Tate and Arian Foster, and do you think you'll stick with that plan for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, first off, I think Arian got better this week, no doubt in my mind. I think Ben was exceptional too. So, you know, we're pretty close there until the end of the game once again, like I said. But I think they're both playing real well. I think Arian is catching up, so to speak, from what the time he has missed. But I think Ben's playing at extremely high level right now, so it's important that we continue to give him his touches, and we will.
Gary, you guys started really well on the first drive. Mm-hmm. Next couple, I think six drives, that was a little bit of a struggle. What changed?
You know, we just didn't make any third downs. I think I said that last night. We, you know, after the first drive, it's as good as it can be. We get the ball back. We have another good possession. We go right down the field. I think we got third and four, and we really have a really good play set up. And we miss a situation. We miss a cut that Arian would make most of the time, or else it's a big play. So then all of a sudden we miss third and three, we miss third and five, we miss third and seven. And, you know, so there goes, 12 more plays you're going to run as an offensive football team. So third downs are, you know, they're the key to staying on the field and being balanced. And we were very, very poor from, you know, the first quarter we really only had the ball but 3 or 4 minutes, something like that. But that second and third quarter, very poor on third downs. Go ahead. I can hear you.
How much does it mean to have, if Ray Rice doesn't play on Saturday
to help you guys tonight? Yeah, we're just getting started on them. I mean, he's a great player, obviously, but I tell you what, the one behind him is a tremendous player, too. I mean, he's played extremely well, so I don't think it's going to change anything they do. And our focus got to be on ourselves, you know, to go on the road, play the world champs type of game we're going to have to play. We got to, you know, correct our own stuff and stay concerned with what we're doing.
Gary, Matt Schaub had a really good game the first week. This week, a little bit more uneven. What does he have to do next week to kind of get back to that?
Yeah, he's fixing to play in a tough place against a really good defensive football team. No, Matt's. I think Matt's off to a good start. He's made a couple of poor decisions, you know. That he's made up for. That's the good thing. But we got to get rid of those, and he knows that. And I think the word for this week, as we left our meeting today, the word's consistency in what we're doing, and that's part of the NFL battle. And we got to get more consistent in what we're doing.
Hey, Gary, looking at the film, any thoughts on the struggles for Bullock at this point, and kind of?
Yeah, you know, talked about a lot. You know, obviously, what's he, 1 for 5? And I think I was wrong yesterday. I said he was 1 for 4 yesterday or whatever. I knew he kicked a bunch of balls yesterday. I don't know how many he kicked at the end. But, yeah, you know, there's disappointment. because obviously we think he's a heck of a kicker. He's got plenty of leg. Of the four misses, am I right? Three of them are 50 yards. You know, so it's not like I'm giving him chip shots. You know, I'm sure he'd be much happier if he's got to kick some 30 and 35 yarders. So we take that into consideration. But he's got to make that kick to end the game yesterday. I mean, that's his job. But there are three people involved in that, the snap, the hold, and a kick. And we got to all take responsibility and get better, and they will. So we got confidence in Randy. We'll see if we can get him a little bit closer. But expect him to step up and, you know, be strong here and work through this and do a good job for us.
Gary, what happened on Schaub's pick six? Is that a miscommunication?
Yeah, it's a misread. It take me a while to explain. I mean, there's an adjustment on a route, whether a guy's in bump or whether a guy's off, and it's a misread from a quarterback standpoint. You know, just a mistake.
Gary,
we got some nicks and stuff, John, but other than that, we're okay.
You said last week Ed plays, you bring him off the bench to work him into it. It's a week later. If he's up there, would you still bring him off the bench if he's ready?
We're going to listen to him right now. I think we're at the point right now, John, where, you know, it's really strong in his movements and what he's doing and how he's – and when he's ready to go, you know, it's time to go. So, but let's take it a day at a time. Let's get there first. But I think, you know, everything is – the arrow's pointing way up right now.
Gary, Randy said that you spoke to him and told him to keep his chin up, mm-hmm. that you have confidence in him, team has confidence in him. How important is it that you go to him like that and talk to him given the circumstances?
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, heck, I know Mr. McNair said something to him, too, because he told me that today. But, you know, you watch your locker room as a coach, Mark, and I know our guys respect Randy. He's a worker. He's not some guy who comes in here and kicks his few balls and calls it a day. He works really hard at what he does. And he's young. I mean, we're going young with him, and we're going to stand behind him. And like I said, he's got a job to do. He's responsible for his job, but we're going to give him a lot of help. And his teammates are going to support him. I'm going to support him, and we got to get him going the right direction here. Is that it?
Thank you.
Thank you.